You're listening to Safety FM Mini.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
So I told you at some point I was going to do it. So we're doing it right now. And what exactly do I mean by that? This means that I told you that we'd be streaming live on Safety FM and we'd be streaming, well, not streaming, I guess we'll be recording at the same time. Anyways, welcome to Safety FM. This is another mini episode. I've decided that going forward, maybe it's the best idea not to actually put a number on the minis. Anyways, I don't know if that's important to you. Anyways, welcome to safetyfm.live, and you are listening to a mini podcast, which is a nice little combination as we continue to move forward. Interacting recently with an organization, I thought it was quite hilarious, and I figured, let's have that talk. What ended up taking place was some of the upper management was doing a request of what they wanted from their safety department, human performance, or process improvement, however you want to look at it, depending on the organization, they have different names. Organizations started requesting that there was some information that's based on what would be done if somebody was transitioning from one position to another. And I looked at it and I was like, this is such a very interesting timestamp in regards of what information might need to transpire as you move forward. By the way, if you did notice, there is no music currently in the background because we are coming to you on safetyfm.live. But if you are listening to the podcast version, definitely a little bit different. So keep in mind that. But as we continue down the speech, the gentleman that I was interacting with started doing the transitioning paperwork because he was actually doing a change of position with inside of the organization. So as the transitioning piece was going, we described of doing a full transition plan. And what do I mean by a full transition plan? I mean exactly that. The transition plan was related exactly step by step with what needed to be done. They didn't tell us what kind of detail they were looking for, so we gave it as detailed as possible because I didn't think it would hurt. Funny part was, as I was leaving this particular location as consulting, we got an email back, and I thought it was funny because the human performance team, process improvement, or safety team, however you want to deem it, sent me a copy of it and said, hey, they thought that there was too much information inside of the transition plan. And I have to say, I kind of chuckled, because I thought that was the whole degree of a transition plan. I don't know. As you as a safety professional, how does that work inside of your organization? Do you make transition plans? Do those things get established, set up, and ready to go? Or is it one of those things that they're non-existent and you just do whatever needs to be done as you move forward? Anyways, like I always tell you, take a chance of coming out to our website, safetyfm.live, or come to our streaming apps. Now we're available on the Alexa skill, which you can get right there on Amazon, or you could also come to the Apple Store and get us right there with the Safety FM app, or you can always look at Google and get some information right there. So that's always kind of the fun part of the whole thing. We're trying to always be streaming. There's some big things coming up, and I want to tell you about them, but I'm told that right now, because I'm getting all kinds of hand gestures, that I'm about a week too early. So keep in mind that we will be talking about some changes. Well, not really changes. It's more along the lines of things that are coming your general direction. I'm excited about this one, but I can't talk about it yet, apparently. Yeah, 7 days is what it's looking like. So I don't know if that'll come up on the mini or if it'll actually come up on the full episode of Safety FM. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM.
Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.